Task 5. You will hear the consultant talking to the patient following her operation. For questions 18 to 20, choose the correct answer A, B or C. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalise your answers.
So, how are you feeling this morning, Olivia? Relieved it's all over?
Yes, you can say that again. I was just lying here thinking about how I'm going to manage when I get out. I'm a bit scared, to be honest, because I don't think I'll be able to cope on my own. My parents both work and my boyfriend works away during the week, so he only comes round at the weekends. Plus, I'm going to find it really hard to manage financially now that I'm unemployed, because it's not like I can afford to pay anyone to look after me like I could before.
I think it's probably best if you try not to worry and just concentrate on getting well again. You've had a massive operation and you need to get your strength back before we can even think of discharging you. One thing that might put your mind at ease is that I've made a referral to social services. Someone is going to come and see you in the next few days to discuss what needs to be set in place pre-discharge. There's lots they can do, like arranging for carers to come in to get you up and dressed in the morning. They can also organise aids and adaptations in your home. For example, you could probably do with a wheelchair or a walking frame until you're fully mobile again. But for now, you just rest as much as you can.
How did the operation go? Did you manage to sort me out?
It went as well as it could. I managed to drain off a lot of the fluid from your fourth ventricle, so that should relieve pressure on your brain. Then I took a look at the shunt in your spinal cord. It turned out that it was completely blocked, and rather than replace it and risk causing further damage, I decided to take it out. To be honest, we won't know if the operation has worked until much further down the line. That's why I want you to attend my clinic every 3 months, so that I can keep an eye on your progress. But realistically, I think we've exhausted the surgery route. You've now had 4 brain operations, which is 4 more than most people, and because your body is unusual as it produces so much scar tissue as it heals, any subsequent operations would risk doing more damage than good. Anyway, like I said, it's early days. We'll know more in a little while, but for now, I'll leave you to rest.
Now listen again.
So, how are you feeling this morning, Olivia? Relieved it's all over?
Yes, you can say that again. I was just lying here thinking about how I'm going to manage when I get out. I'm a bit scared, to be honest, because I don't think I'll be able to cope on my own. My parents both work and my boyfriend works away during the week, so he only comes round at the weekends. Plus, I'm going to find it really hard to manage financially now that I'm unemployed, because it's not like I can afford to pay anyone to look after me like I could before.
I think it's probably best if you try not to worry and just concentrate on getting well again. You've had a massive operation and you need to get your strength back before we can even think of discharging you. One thing that might put your mind at ease is that I've made a referral to social services. Someone is going to come and see you in the next few days to discuss what needs to be set in place pre-discharge. There's lots they can do, like arranging for carers to come in to get you up and dressed in the morning. They can also organise aids and adaptations in your home. For example, you could probably do with a wheelchair or a walking frame until you're fully mobile again. But for now, you just rest as much as you can.
How did the operation go? Did you manage to sort me out?
It went as well as it could. I managed to drain off a lot of the fluid from your fourth ventricle, so that should relieve pressure on your brain. Then I took a look at the shunt in your spinal cord. It turned out that it was completely blocked, and rather than replace it and risk causing further damage, I decided to take it out. To be honest, we won't know if the operation has worked until much further down the line. That's why I want you to attend my clinic every 3 months, so that I can keep an eye on your progress. But realistically, I think we've exhausted the surgery route. You've now had 4 brain operations, which is 4 more than most people, and because your body is unusual, as it produces so much scar tissue as it heals, any subsequent operations would risk doing more damage than good. Anyway, like I said, it's early days. We'll know more in a little while. But for now, I'll leave you to rest.
That is the end of the listening paper.